Meditation is when no one does nothing. But to get to the point of realizing you are no one requires absolute focus. On the consciousness that is seeking to discover its own essence. And discovers only emptiness. But in that discovery, the conditions of existence are altered through the slowing down of metabolic processes and of thought processes. That in turn slow down time and enable a deepening of awareness. To attain the source of the very will to know the self. And to melt back into that original, eternal self. It is the melting down of the ego. And most importantly, of the ego's contextualization of reality. Until the consciousness reaches not a context of no context, but no context. It is this freedom from context, from frame of reference, from paradigm, from perspective, that is the portal to liberation and to the discovery of the infinite presence that lies beyond the boundaries of the ego mind, that can only be known when that ego mind has melted away. But this information itself must be taken in by the ego mind, by the mind that processes concepts in language. And yet this information transcends the plane of language, and the truth that is expressed cannot be conceptualized, cannot be grasped, cannot be mastered, nor can the I melt itself down without being very proud of its achievement. And thus the silencing and the melting must be the work of that supreme presence that is not the ego. It is for this reason that meditation must be considered a process of two phases. One being the internal integration, of all the impulses to think, and the unification of the mind into a single whole that surrenders to its own presence. And it is in the field of that surrender, that letting go of all goals, all achievements, all positive sense of existence that creates the readiness to receive the flame of being that the ego itself cannot light. It is this surrender to the light that transcends the I and that burns away the impulse to think, that finally enables the sacrifice of the ego to be attained. And the entering ever more deeply into that dimension of depth that cannot be reached from any location within time and space, because it does not appear on the map of Chronos, but of the substratum of eternity in which chronological time seems to arise and disappear, in which there seems to be movement and change, but all is realized as an appearance within the changeless, formless luminosity of the presence of the oneself. It is this realization of the deathless, timeless presence that allows freedom to manifest even within time and space. Which creates the potential for true nobility, true empowerment, inspiration, and transformation. so that the phenomenal plane in its morphology is filled with an archetypal and negentropic capacity to raise itself to its own perfection, to bring itself from degradation into the truth of being, not simply as a matter of an individual shift of consciousness, but of consciousness's shift of the individual and the community and the planet. For there are no limits to the power of cosmic presence to effect change from the sphere of the changeless. But nothing that matters is a product of individual will, except that surrender that enables the reception and the ignition of the eternal light. This is our work. A work that takes place in silence and stillness, in the utter peace of union with the Supreme Self. This is the one condition for the renewal of life and of planetary well-being. This is the seed of the consciousness of the whole that must be planted again to flourish through each individual mind that is attuned to that eternal light. And now is the moment for this flame to become again a bonfire in which the vanities of the ego are dissolved into the imperishable power of the creative intelligence of God. And it is our destiny to be able to choose to be the instruments of that fire. Burning away Kali Yuga and creating the ground on which the kingdom of heaven can again be built. This is the season in which this fire must complete its work. So that the waters of peace and love may again bring balance and life and joy to this planetary existence for which we are responsible.